You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yes, hello, it is I, King Curtis the Sweet, and here, on my name day, I awake and I celebrate me. And what I want to know today, on this most lovely of days, I want to know the future. So, I'm going to go through my royal kingdom, the kingdom, my podcastiverse, and find Ichiban Stradamus. Ichiban Stradamus here. Rafe, tell me the future of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yes. Go.
Well, that chime that you heard was in fact magic. It wasn't me adjusting the volume settings mid-podcast, my lord. yeah, okay, we're going to talk some shit. I was really hoping you were going to carry the episode, so.
I'm telling you what, I literally just got home from a 10-hour shift. I ain't carrying shit.
Yeah, well, that's both of us. You work nights and I work days, so this is the life we live.
Which works out.
Yeah, it normally works out quite well.
For us to be best friends.
Yeah, exactly. This is why. So, you are correct. He has set it up, and it was a very great setup. I just have not prepared anything, and you know me, I need to get worked up. I need to get like hyped into a lather. Lathered
well,
up.
Let's explain. Well, yes, we'll get plenty lathered.
I need to get lathered.
Don't you worry about that.
You can't just send me in raw like that.
Let's explain to the people what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
We
sure.
Your good friend Curtis Spears, your bad friend Rafe Houston. What we're going to do is do way too early predictions for the next 12 months of New Japan Pro Wrestling from the end of G1 this year to all the way to the G1 next year. We're going to hit some big moments. We're going to try and see if we can take some big swings, and we're going to be really fucking wrong, but it's going to be really fun to do.
Yeah. It's going to be especially wrong considering I don't think either of us have done any prep whatsoever.
No prep.
We're just raw dogging it. That's what it is. We're just going to make it up as we go.
Would Nostradamus do the prep? No.
No.
He would just start writing his quatrain.
Exactly. He doesn't need to because it's just going to come to him as he's possessed by the fucking future.
Spirit of the future.
Exactly. Spirit of the future. So I think the bestest way to do this, to begin writing the future, scrawling it out. I've got my fucking feathered quill here and I'm about to dip it in my future ink and start making it happen.
Ichiban Stradamus.
Ichiban Stradamus. That's a great title. Ichiban Stradamus is about to get going. Now, I think if we're going to do way too early predictions, I think the very first step is to talk about where we're up to. And then that informs everything, yeah? So we need to begin with the current shows. We begin with the next big show. We begin with Ryogoku and what happens in that scenario with Zach. And then from there, we're off to the races with Insanity, right? So
where we sit right now, mm-hmm. in 2 days, mm-hmm. the Great Okan, one of the leaders of the armies of the sweetest podcast-averse kingdom.
Absolutely.
Challenges for the IWGP title. Yeah. So, what do you see happening?
He wins.
Do you see a shock upset? Yes! Call it right now. Shut down the fucking podcast. Great O-fucking Con.
Is this like our other predictions and stuff where we go with what we want to happen, or we're trying to make it tie into reality?
Oh, it's always what we want to happen instead of what we think is going to happen.
Great. Okay.
Then always what we want.
That's what I was hoping you would say, because the further we get away from reality, the more likely we are to be correct in our own minds, and nobody can be proving us wrong.
If I say that they're going to have a cage match where someone falls through the top of the cage and is turned into Julianne Fries, then that, you know, that's
gonna
not
happen.
What I think is actually going to happen.
Yeah.
It's actually not what I want to see.
No, that's a dark future that you're looking at. But okay, so if we're looking at that show, I'd be lying if I said I knew anything else that was happening on the show except for my eye is firmly planted on, like, you know, King of Pro Wrestling. So let's just back him in. Let's go with the story. Naito's on the way out. He wasn't able to beat Okan, and Okan's got his number. They have this match in a couple of days. Okan beats him and is now holding the belt and is going to Ryogoku. That's what we want to happen. I'm sure it might not be what New Japan wants to happen, but
I don't think that's what I want to happen.
Want Naito and Zach?
I want Naito and Zach.
Yeah.
I think if Zach's gonna beat anybody for the title, it should be Naito instead.
Sure.
Just to really have that feather in his cap. Yeah.
So a valiant effort by Okan comes up short.
Yeah, I'm amped to see Okan getting a fucking title shot.
Yeah, that's awesome. Same. Absolutely. I completely agree.
Finally coming up roses after years of being held back by a certain shorts wearing maniac. So
a shorts wearing maniac.
Oh, you remember the shorts? You remember those shorts?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. We know nothing to do with that. We've never been named after that. Like, yeah, absolutely. No idea.
No, we are the sweetest cast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, I'm with you. So, Okan, valiant effort, but defeated. And then
you want to hear another match that's happening?
Sure, please.
Okay, I'm going to wet your whistle with this one a little bit. Doki versus Uncle Nobu, Yoshinobu Kanemaru.
Oh.
Just five guys versus House of Torture.
Yeah, also I can hear a pug snoring.
There's a very sick little pug.
Aww.
He's been to the vet twice this week. He's been poked and prodded, and he is resting at my feet.
What's
snoring
the guy? He's
very
got
loudly.
Pug flu.
What's that?
Has he got the pug flu?
No, he might have some sort of weird liver disease.
Oh, no, so, poor little guy.
Yeah, so this is the kind of thing that happens when you rescue dogs, man. So
yeah.
It's a pain in the ass, and it costs you lots of money.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're doing God's work. You want to give them a good life.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're doing it. You are doing the damn thing. So, prayers with little Teddy. In Nobu and Doki, who you want to see come out on top?
I would like Doki to have a good run because what I'm predicting for Wrestle Kingdom is a nice junior heavyweight four-way.
Sure.
For a brand new junior world heavyweight title.
Oh. Okay, then. Yeah. Well, look, let's not – I feel like we're getting too bogged down in all the real-life matches. So let's just fast forward through this, and we'll start Wrestle Kingdom. So
we'll go to King of Pro Wrestling.
King of Pro Wrestling,
Do you see Zack Sabre Jr. winning the world heavyweight title at King of Pro Wrestling?
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah. Who, when Zack Sabre Jr. is out there celebrating, crying, I'm guessing, maybe eating ramen –
he'll be drinking Brucha Libre beers. Shout out Ryan, it's his birthday today. What up? The official beer of TMDK. Yeah, Brucha Libre's birthday today,
and us too.
And us,
he's given you beer before.
Yes, so he has. Official sponsor of Faces and Feels and Ichiban Sweetcast.
Official sponsor of Rafe.
Yeah.
So he's drinking Brucha Libre. Mm-hmm. He's celebrating. Mm-hmm. He's got the boys there, mm-hmm. you know, because he owns many boys.
Yeah. All the boys will be there. Every single one.
Who? Oh, you think?
Yeah.
All of them?
Oh, you'd have
Even
to.
Tito?
I would have to see Tito there. I'd have to see Hartley Jackson there.
Let's bring Teats.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Are we flying in all the Australian boys? Are we bringing in the full army? We're bringing in your Marcus Pitts, your Damon Slaters, your Slexes, your Mikey Brodericks. They're all coming.
Fucking let's
Jonah's
go.
Leaving the WWE. He's coming in for the night.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I
imagine that like full Bullet Club spec celebration, every member that's ever membered in the ring.
That'd be so fucking sick, dude.
It would be sick. God, but I will so just awesome. Also tolerate all the New Japan contracted members.
Yeah. Well. And Hartley Jackson, because he deserves it.
Yeah. Well, he's in Japan. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to see Hartley in New Japan. But now that they're doing work with All Japan and, you know, and Noah and doing stuff, I think it'd be possible to see him a little bit more.
So while he's out celebrating with the boys.
Yeah. Yep.
Who nuts up and fucking heads out there and says, I'm your next fucking challenger.
That is a great question. Now, tell me this. There's a spanner in the works happening at the moment. It just dropped on Instagram and Kenny Omega is in Japan and he was meeting with the presidential ace and they're like, this is an unexpected meeting. Now, is this leading to Kenny Omega versus Tanahashi 2? I was there for the first one. Will it be at King of Pro Wrestling or are we talking something as far away as Dynasty? Because if I'm fantasy booking it, how's this catch you? How's this wet your chops? Tanahashi versus Omega. Omega beats Tanahashi and then challenges Zach for Dome business.
Ooh.
Because you put what? Kenny in the main event of the Dome and that motherfucker selling. And it is two gaijin in the main event, but could also be a very cool match.
What if we did Kenny versus Tanahashi, Wrestle Kingdom Night 1, Dynasty, he challenges Zach for the title, if Zach is still the champion at Dynasty.
Yeah, well, then that works. If we're not, and being that it's New Japan, they don't like to rush things. So I think it's more likely that you would see him at Wrestle Kingdom than at King of Pro Wrestling, but I was just
Do you think they're trying to make King of Pro Wrestling a bigger show?
Yeah, I do.
Or are they just trying to get the belt off Naito real fast?
Both. But I think they're definitely trying to get it going.
That's smart. That's smart because like having two big shows is, you know, that's fine. You can put a lot towards building those long-term stories that way. Mm-hmm. But also it's nice to have those bigger stopgaps along the way because then you can.
King of Pro Wrestling needs to be that because really for a long time it's been like G1 finishes, see at Wrestle Kingdom. And the back end of the year felt a bit like, forget it. And so
hey, do you want fucking World Tag League?
Yeah. So you put the putting onus on King of Pro Wrestling as like the still one big show, one big defense, whatever it may be, before the Dome, I think is really cool because there's other shows and they'll do other things, but having that big one that feels like a Dominion, something like that, you're like, there's no guarantee anybody's lasting to Wrestle Kingdom because they've still got to get through this huge show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one that feels like titles can change hands and things like that. So that way then you would have Wrestle Kingdom, Sakura Genesis, Dominion and King of Pro Wrestling as your biggest shows.
I like that. I think having four big shows a year would be great. Yeah. I mean,
we were at Sakura Genesis and Sonata fucking took the title of Okada. It was like, whoa, this is a show that the world title can change hands. Like, you want to have that feeling at more shows. Like it feels like things are
absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. So making King of Pro Wrestling the big, what would it be, October, November show?
Yeah, well, it is this year. It's like October 24th, just in time for me to not be able to go to it.
Man, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, it really fucking does, because I'm on a train for 9 hours on the day that it happens. Everything's already booked. I'm very upset about it. But I will watch it live, like in my hotel room or a restaurant when it's like happening on the other end of the country. That's why I was saying in this fantasy booking scenario, if they're trying to make King of Pro Wrestling a bigger show, do they hotshot the Kenny Tanahashi thing? Like in our dream scenario, do they like, let's get things cooking early?
I wonder if maybe they have they have some sort of like preview tag just to keep the like heat off Tanahashi a little bit. Especially because Kenny is coming back from, you know, he's
injury,
he's on his way back now from diverticulitis, which almost can kill a man.
Yes. Like absolutely. If he wasn't Kenny, I couldn't believe that he was appearing. Like But yeah, you would think it would be later. So say they are going to do a preview. Say in our fantasy booking here, way too early predictions. Our early prediction is they're not going to jump straight into Tanahashi versus Kenny Omega. It doesn't make sense that Kenny would come back. He'd want to go through Tanahashi. Tanahashi handed him his like last – well, he took the title off him. You know what I mean? Before he left AEW. Yeah. And, yeah, he came back and versus Will, but there's still beef there. So – say they're heating up for it and they're just going to do like a preview tag. Who do you have as the partners?
Oh, gosh. So Kenny, no, I don't think Kenny would. There's no one in Bullet Club. Maybe you would have some sort of like cross chaos link. Because like the last time he was here, he was tagging with
Okada.
Mm. So
Goto?
Maybe like Goto and Yoshihashi.
Mm. I'm gonna leave Goto out of that, in that I think depending on what happens, right, because Yoshihashi has that match coming up against Finlay.
On Sunday.
Yeah. On Sunday. So maybe there's a chance that Goto is avenging the loss of a Yoshihashi at this show.
I like that idea.
At the King of Pro Wrestling, like straight into that, you know? Or at least the actually, yeah. Okay. Maybe that does work. Maybe you do preview tag Kenny Omega and David Finlay versus Tanahashi and Goto.
Okay. Now, where are we throwing in David Finlay from?
Former
Bullet Club leader versus current Bullet Club leader.
Well, together, like like an uneasy alliance, because Kenny's coming in like a bit of a heel. He's not with the Elite anymore, so he's not with those guys.
He's got a great big bushy beard.
Finlay fucking hated Jay White. Fucking Kenny has never been friends with Jay White. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it might even be like, oh, yeah, you know, I was always Bullet Club when I'm here. Let's feel this out. They don't have to necessarily be friends. It's like an uneasy alliance that can then spark into a bit of disagreement, and you can have Kenny lean more face and Finlay lean more heel. But there's an uneasy alliance, and Kenny's trying to come back and sort of get what's his. So there's kind of like a little bit like, oh, well, I'll pull on the old Bullet Club strings. I'll call my old mate Chase. Chase is the go-between. Yeah, I'll put you in contact with Finlay. You know what I mean? And there's a bit of that. And that's how he ends up there. And so you've got him standing with the likes of the War Dogs, but then, like, he's dealing with Gabe Kidd. He's like, what's this fucking psycho's issue? And then the fucking other dudes are a bit wild. He's like, maybe I don't want to be with these dudes, but it kind of made sense for me to come back.
Slamming beers and shit.
And he's
Clark
like,
Connors with
and he's like, I'm just going to have a milk or whatever.
Pinky nail.
Yeah. And they're like, this guy's a fucking loser. And he's like, fuck these guys. But he comes in with them, but that is immediately dissension, you know? It just spices
War
up a
Dogs jump the shit out of him after the fucking match.
Yes.
Beating wholesale ass. Mm-hmm. who comes down to save him? Hiroshi Tanahashi and Oleg Bolton and Goto.
Right. So isn't Tanahashi in the match, though? Or does he, like...
He's leaving.
He's leaving, and then he sees what's going down, and he doesn't approve of it, and he hits the ring. And then they're kind of staring each other down, and they're like, we're rivals, but also we want to kiss. Like, that's the vibe that we're getting out of it.
Yep.
I like it. Fucking
lasers between them.
Yeah.
And then Oleg Bolton grabs both of the junior heavyweight championships, champions, and throws them
into the
fourth row.
Yeah.
And then Goto gets in Finley's face, and he's like, actually, this belt is mine.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So you heard it here first.
Mm-hmm. That's a good prediction. This is fun. That's a fun
prediction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to get us through to the wee months.
If all that bullshit's going down, it's clear that we're not. That's it. That's all happening at King of Pro Wrestling. But then it is not clear then who will challenge Zach. Because if Kenny's in all that and he's kind of uneasily staring down Tanahashi and fighting with Bullet Club and things like that and leading to their bigger program, he won't be the guy coming out after Zach has won the title. So who's it going to be?
Well, the next challenge is going to be the Dome. Is the person who comes out after... Is it Shingo?
Because the next one is the Dome. So is it Shingo in like a I'm actually taking over LIJ type vibe? Like, is that what we're seeing? Standing out a fallen Naito, like, it's time for me to fucking handle this.
Oh, what about this? Mm. On King of Pro Wrestling, we get Shingo versus Yota Tsuji, winner to can challenge for the title, and whoever wins that match gets to take a shot at Zach or Naito if Naito were to win. Of course, that's how they play it. But what do you think, Shingo versus Tsuji?
Where's Tsuji in this like TV title picture? What's happening there?
The TV title?
Isn't he challenging Jeff Cobb for it Sunday?
I don't remember if that's the thing that's happening. I know the Never Six Mans are up on Sunday.
If only the website still was set up the same way, we'd just be able to look and know, but now it doesn't tell you anything.
Doesn't tell you shit. This is what we want to have happen. Would you prefer to see Yota Tsuji in the TV title area?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What if after the match we get? Well, it wouldn't be Yuya because Yuya's hurt. He's on the fucking show.
Who is left like that? Zach didn't sort of aggressively beat. Like,
so it'd be. We'll look at the B block, right? Because he was an A.
Yes. So let's look at B.
Okay. So who was in B? Not Finley.
Finley's going to be tied up. How close is? No, you're not going to put Yuya at the top of the Dome. I was going to say, how far away is he from coming back? That would be way too much.
I think he's probably going to be out till like. Mm-hmm. I bet you he's going to be back for New Japan Cup or something like that.
Yeah, sure. Who else is there?
Maybe he makes a big return at this New Year's Dash event. What is it called? Dynasty. Maybe he makes a big return there. I don't know. Because we need to think.
How about this?
Who would be? Okay. Hit me.
How about this? As supplied by our fucking good friends over at WeWork, Steve, Nakamura. Nakamura versus Zack, Wrestle Kingdom main event. Yes.
We were stiff Stradamus.
Yeah.
We asked them for their way too early prediction. Mm-hmm. And their way too early prediction is that within the next year, contracted by New Japan Pro Wrestling will be Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah. They're saying he wants back in. That's what they're saying.
Wow. Wow. Is he going to be able to stop surfing for long enough to come and sign his fucking contract?
Maybe. He can probably do that via like DocuSign on his phone, and then he only really needs to get there for January 4th.
I guess that's true.
Mm.
I'd be down with it, but like, I don't think that his contract is up until like a February, because don't they usually like leave after January? Mm.
Early release 4th, so. In our early way release. Too way early. Too early predictions. They've way saved all that Okada money and they've paid it out and they've moved him in.
Is he still able to fucking swing a New Japan main event, do you think? I haven't watched his matches.
I have not.
The last match of his I watched was like he was fighting fucking, what's his name? Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
That was when he was WWE champion.
You mean when the fucking true WWE champion was still in effect? The modern day Maharaja, the best.
The Maharaja.
Me and my friends were obsessed with the modern day Maharaja in that time. We were like, this is the funniest shit of all time. We loved it.
That is the fucking sickest fucking nickname, though.
He, like, I just was obsessed with, I love when people get elevated, and I love that he just went from 0 to 100 overnight. And he's like rocking up in the limo when he's got the boys, and he's fucking, remember he had that sick intro video where it would start and he would come out and the stage would be gray and then it would like come down, like the LED would come down and it would flow out under him and it would keep traveling ahead of him as he, yeah. It was fucking cool. Like, yeah. So, but yeah, anyway,
his theme song was fucking,
it was sick too. And he did that Punjabi prison match with fucking, we were about it. Oh, we were like, let's go. The only guys in the world fucking about him. Let's get him into New Japan. Let's bring in the modern day Maharaja.
I mean, he's not in right now.
He's free. He's available. He's free. He can free up the dates. Modern day Maharaja, main event of Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Do not put the Punjabi prison match on the wheel, by the way.
No.
Do not.
I won't watch that again.
Thank you.
So, seriously, though, all BS aside, what do you think? Main event of, way too early prediction, main event of Wrestle Kingdom. We saying Shingo? It's tough because this G1, like, Zach was so dominant, man. So, because he's beat
Shingo.
Because he's beaten everybody.
He got beat by Shingo and then...
Then beat Shingo.
Beat Shingo on the way.
So you could argue that they're tied up. You could argue that he's the unticked box.
I would say, what about Takeshita? But Takeshita's an AEW guy. They're not going to put him on top of the... Unless Takeshita... decides that maybe he doesn't want to go back to AEW.
Well, I mean, speaking of rumors, way too early predictions. Takeshita, New Japan contract in the next year. Stiff Stradamus as well.
Stiff Stradamus?
They're saying both.
I'm in on that. If they want both, man, let's fucking go.
I mean, Takeshita fucking would absolutely deliver, but is he a big enough name just yet to just go ahead and put in the main event of your Wrestle Kingdom? I don't know. Which is why I said Nakamura.
Oh, that'd be so good.
AJ Styles.
AJ motherfucking. If you've got Kenny and President Girlfriend as well as Takeshita and ZSJ, like, that dome's looking pretty full at that point, I think.
Yeah. It is.
How special is
Tanahashi, though? Because it's so smart, right? If you're bringing Kenny back in, you don't have Will, you don't have Kota Ibushi, and you don't have Okada, who are all the people he's feud with. But arguably, Tanahashi can be all of those people in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? He has elements to his character and who he is that can tick all of those boxes. You know what I mean?
Yes.
He really is fucking amazing. Like, and yes, he's older and he's slowed down and things like that. You put him in like a semi-main at the Dome though, you fucking watch him shred it. Like.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Absolutely.
What about Shinsuke Nakamura versus David Finlay for the white belt? Shinsuke comes back and goes, I noticed y'all motherfuckers got a white belt again.
I've always enjoyed a white belt and I would like to collect another.
Yes. How do you feel about that? Like,
well, Goto will have already won it and been the champion. Oh. Well, it'll be Goto versus Finlay for the white belt at the Dome and Goto will win it. That's my way too early prediction.
I'm into that. And then Nakamura comes out and fucking says, hey, big boy.
Yeah.
Not only am I the leader of that clique you fucking claim.
I was about to say, for the belt and for leadership of Chaos. It's like, everything's all up in.
Is anyone the leader of Chaos?
Exactly. He's like, I'm going to come and take it back. And Godo's like, nobody's talked about it, but I think we can all agree I fucking run this. And, and I will be taking. I am going to take control of it. And Nakamura's like, actually, it's always been mine and I'm coming back for it. So, yeah.
I'm into that. That's pretty big. Let's go into what we want to see happen in the junior heavyweight division.
Yeah. And we'll keep stewing on this main event scenario because it's a hard one to break down.
I want a big old four-way with your champion, Doki, El Desperado, Hiromu and Robbie.
I like them all. How?
I would be willing.
Aren't we? I don't want Hiromu in that. I've got another plan.
I'm
going
to be willing to take Hiromu out.
Yeah. Swap him out.
If we replace him with Yo.
Gross. I would take Yo.
No. Certain Master Huato.
I would prefer Huato to heal.
Let's go. Yeah. Huato and Robbie and Desperado and Doki. Giant four-way.
Isn't
give them 20 minutes and let them cook.
Are you not seeing Robbie and the Ichiban Sweet Boy going for those junior tags against the War Dogs? Because that's what I'm saying. And I'm saying Yo, Huato, Doki, Desperado.
I like that more. There's so many spots at play for that. So many spots at play for that because you've got like the Huato Desperado angle, Despy and Doki's angle. Yo is a fucking madman. Like, I love this. I think that's greatness. Let's go with that.
I think it's cool. And then you've got some fresh guys in there too. They've been injured for a while. Everyone's going to be really excited to see them. And Doki's had a bit of a run. They've elevated him. But then you could turn around and you can, as much as I'm not a huge fan, you could either Huato or Yo arguably is due their time with the belt. Both are due. Who's it going to be? But also Desperado really went out injured. So it's like you've got these three guys all coming for it that are all rightful claimants to the crown at the moment.
So you're saying that the Ichiban Sweet Boys, Robbie and Fuge, win the Super Junior Tag League?
Absolutely. As like they win that and then they're in that Wrestle Kingdom opening junior title banger that has come to be expected, tear the roof off it and win the titles at the Dome.
Dig it. Like it.
Dig.
Let's go.
It.
What about?
And do they have in their corner Oiwa opposite like who's in the War Dogs corner? Like Jake Lee, I guess.
When do we get Oiwa back? Is Oiwa coming back at like King of Pro Wrestling?
I feel like we don't know for sure, but didn't like Zach say there was going to be a new member like soon, like very soon?
Yes.
Like Sunday or like King of Pro Wrestling?
Ooh. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
That's the question.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Let's put Oiwa in.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
To a title picture, what title picture do you think Oiwa fits into right now? Coming over from a federation, another promotion where he made a lot of noise with their big star.
Would you say the Never? Him and Hanare?
I can see that. I like it.
I don't think he would win. I don't think he would win, but he would kind of come back, his new look, deal, and then like go down but show a lot of fight.
Oh my God. Imagine that. You leave, you're working with the best that Noah has to offer, and you're fucking welcome back president as you get socked in the fucking mouth by Hanare.
He's like, oh my, I was God. Safer over at Noah. Maybe or not? God. Nah, you know what? You know who is against Hanare? It's open weight versus open weight. Gabe Kidd versus Hanare, belt for belt, fucking put the strong belt in the fucking bin. And merge the belts. And absolutely. Those two are like well and truly overdue. So they'll like have an absolute blood feud.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. That's the move, okay. Right? Okay. So Oi was still in the wind at the moment.
How about who's challenging TMDK for the tag titles?
Will TMDK still have them? Because they've got to get through King of Pro Wrestling. We haven't even discussed it.
They fucking better. There's no real tag teams in the heavyweight tag teams in the in the promotion right now.
Yeah, and you can't do the crazy bastard, the mad bastards just yet. Oh, you know who it is? It's going to be Sonata and Tai Chi.
Oh, I'm into that.
Just Sonata and Tai Chi two guys. TMDK? Yeah.
I like it. I like that. Let's have them win the fucking tag league. Yeah. Tai Chi, tag team specialist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sonata, multiple time tag Absolutely. Team champion.
Yeah, I could see that.
I like it.
I could see that happening.
Okay. So.
Then it's Jeff Cobb and Oiwa for the TV. Or.
Hot bang.
Or. Does Tsuji beat Jeff Cobb for it, and is it Oiwa and Tsuji? I think Jeff Cobb holds it.
I think Jeff Cobb's going to end up holding it for a while. I think that's a belt that they want to have a recognizable face who works well with young people, and Jeff Cobb's really good at that.
Yeah.
So if we can't even come up with a good challenger for ZSJ...
I feel like we Shingo is the best unless we, like, reach outside. Like, is it like, what's Moxley doing? There's a few questions, right? And I'm trying to not put him with another Western guy, you know what I mean? But
yeah,
Moxley is a question mark. I mean, he was just the champion. Like, so he's a question mark. Shingo is a question mark. Also, I think the reason why I pulled Hiromu out of that four-way is I think Naito and Hiromu at Wrestle Kingdom.
I'm into that.
I think Naito's last match, Naito versus Hiromu.
Oh, you heard it here first. Way too early prediction. Naito retiring.
Yeah, by Hiromu.
Okay, okay.
Or if not retired, but, you know, a big match.
Way too early prediction. Who takes over LIJ? Because you've got three people who could, really.
Yeah. I think I like the Stiff Boys have said this before, and I like it. They keep talking about mutiny from Tsuji and like Zandokan and those guys.
Yeah.
But I like what they were talking about, where it's like you see that happen, but then the core nucleus that is LIJ breaks up rather than having all your big stars in the same place. So Shingo maybe leans more heel and does his own thing, and then Hiromu is like doing his own thing. Like maybe they splinter and maybe like maybe fucking Tsuji just does Los Ingobernables and Hiromu does Daihapon. You know what I mean? Like they're both LIJ but sort of separate.
So it's like NWO and NWO Wolfpack?
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel like it would be Tsuji that would be the one, like if he's the one that like leads the breakup, the mutiny, then he's more of the heel.
Yeah.
Even though Naito always dogs the boys.
That's it. But also, I think Shingo would be, like he was always in Dragon Gate, right? He was like known for being like the heel. Batman. I'd love to see him have a heel run in New Japan.
Could he, though? He's so beloved.
I reckon he could. I reckon he absolutely could.
I don't think it's beyond him, for sure.
Takes over House of Torture and turns him into a gang of killers.
We keep saying that we're going to have someone in House of Torture turn into a fucking axe murderer, but I don't think anybody's actually going to do it.
I think they're probably just serving the purpose of what they do, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Let's keep going. Let's push past this.
Okay. Well, we've just got to decide on the main event is the thing, right? So way too early prediction.
It's Zach and Shingo.
It's got to be Zach and Shingo.
It's got to be. I mean, way too early prediction, unless you pull something out of your hat like Takeshita.
Yeah, Takeshita or Nakamura or fucking somebody. Yeah.
Somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you see David Finlay falling in all this?
So I think at the Wrestle Kingdom, like they have their sort of disagreements, you know, Kenny and everybody. But that's sort of put aside. Kenny versus Tanahashi at that one. There's maybe some beefing after that. And David Finlay was defending and losing to Goto at Wrestle Kingdom, okay, in my predictions.
Okay. What about the next night at the AEW New Japan Forbidden Dynasty?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we see that going? Are there any dream matches that you think would be really fun to see?
I mean, we've talked about them before, like potential dream matches that we'd be interested in seeing. I think Danielson, if he's still the champion, there's obviously still Zach kind of beat him, but it still feels
Zach tapped him out. It's fucking done.
It's done. So then let's not put them back in that space again. I think Swerve, Hangman, like there's like lots of things. I still think like a Hiromu versus Darby would be crazy. I think you put Despy with. Actually, did I say Despy versus Swerve, one that I wanted to see?
Oh, yeah, because you said Swerve is done. He's tapped into the deathmatch
scenario. You know, I mean, he was fucking just doing it just the other day on AEW. Also, you'd get to see Jack Perry reunite with House of Torture, which would be great.
Into that.
Yeah, exactly. Drive the bus all the way to Japan.
Just parks it on a ferry and takes a ferry across.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He could do it. Yeah, fucking, there's like lots of fun things. I don't really think that anything that happens in Dynasty is super worth us going into predictions for, because it won't really hold.
It's non-canon.
It's non-canon, you know. It'll be a really fun show, and I think there'll be some good things, but I don't really see anything super, like, earth-shifting happening. Okay. It'll just be dream matches, you know.
Well, then, directly after that, it's New Japan Cup time.
Okay. So we were saying the first thing that we said was we think Yuya's back for that.
I think Yuya's back for that, and I'm gonna put it out there. I think Yuya's winning it.
Yeah, and I think that makes sense too, because Tsuji won it just recently, and their careers are forever entwined and, like, even with each other. So it makes sense that it's like, you did it, now I do it. Like, that sort of works with their rivalry and everything they do. So I think Yuya coming back and winning it would be pretty cool.
Is Yuya the one to take the belt off of Zach?
I mean, that's a big call. That's a big call. Do you see Zach surviving Wrestle Kingdom holding the title? Or are you seeing him as an interim guy that then goes on to lose it?
So in our prediction, our way too early prediction, we think it's going to be Zach and Shingo. Mm-hmm. Do I see Shingo closing the show at Wrestle Kingdom? No, man. I don't know.
There's a bit of attitude change, like I'm saying? What if there's a bit of a heel turn and we see a bit of a villainous side to Shingo emerge, and then suddenly New Japan has a new dastardly heel champion?
I think they like to give every one of their champions something special.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Zach being the first outsider, the first foreigner to win the main event at Wrestle Kingdom would be a feather in his cap.
Mm. I mean, he already has quite a few feathers, you could argue, because he's the most tournament winningest wrestler. He just fucking clean sweep G1. You know what I mean? Like, he has quite a few feathers. Like, it would be great if he got it, but he doesn't necessarily need that extra one. He's a main man, especially if he wins that title at King of Pro Wrestling. Like, he's a made dude. He's like one of a handful of, you know, Western wrestlers to even hold that belt. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
He doesn't have to necessarily be the champion.
Hold it
at the end
for
of it.
10 months or whatever.
I mean, he's one of the few, even fewer, like, white champions to defend, like, walk in as the defending champion to Wrestle Kingdom. That's right. Even crazy in itself, right? So.
So
to use it to launch something is what I'm saying, you know?
Well, I mean, do they want to launch, you know, 40-plus-year-old Shingo?
I mean, if you're ever going to relaunch Shingo, because he was briefly launched, but it was during COVID, if you were ever going to go, let's get as much out of Shingo as we possibly can, now's the fucking time, because he's not going to get any younger, and he's arguably the best wrestler in the company. So do you go, you know what, now's the time to pull the trigger on him? We've got the belt off Naito. We're going to have a little bit of an interim thing here. He's LIJ. They're the most popular faction. Let's fucking swap it onto Zach. Then we get it onto Shingo. We continue their kind of rivalry. Maybe he starts to show shades of a bit more aggression and things like that. And then we run with Shingo for a bit and let him do some fucking work.
You are Ichiban Stradamus. So this is this is you.
I'm calling it. I'm going to say Shingo champion at the end of Wrestle Kingdom. They've got time to build it, and they can do stuff throughout World Tag League. So maybe you put both guys in it. You could, the champion doesn't normally wrestle through it, but if you're planning on, like, you know, building stuff and things like that, and there's not much time, you go, cool, we'll put Zach in World Tag League, and he's there with fucking, I don't know, Big Teats, fucking Hartley Jackson, whoever.
I'm into it.
And he's going to be, like, opposite at one point anyway, Shingo and say Tsuji, you know, as the LIJ team kind of thing, or Naito, whichever, you know, that kind of thing. And they come into conflict and the aggression starts to pick up even more and you just start to build stuff, you know.
Okay. And then give me a crazy entrant into the New Japan Cup and give me the winner of the 2025 New Japan Cup.
So the winner, I think I agree with you. I think Yuya would work. Crazy entrant for New Japan Cup would be
Kaito Kiyomiya.
Hey?
Give me Kaito Kiyomiya.
Yeah, a freshly signed Kaito Kiyomiya, now part of the New Japan roster.
Bitch, let's do it.
Yeah.
Spread that fucking Will and Okada money around. Let's go.
Or I was going to go crazier than that and say Takeda. Masashi Takeda.
I'm into it. Dino.
Dino. You know what? I reckon everybody in that New Japan locker room would want that to happen except for, like, the bookers. You know what I mean? Like, including Gato. Like, I think everybody would want it, especially Desperado, but, you know.
I think that would be the dregs of the New Japan Cup, those early rounds, you know? I think that would be – put Dino in there. Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. That, I mean, you can do a slightly tamed down Dino.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't have to have his, like, his entire hole out for everybody.
You know what? Chris Brooks, New Japan Cup.
Ooh, yes, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, bitch. Mm-hmm. Let's fucking do that.
Yeah. That's it.
I'm into that. How far does he make it? Semis?
Yeah.
I like it. Who's he go out to?
Oh, what if, probably Yuya. What if in World Tag League, Zach's partner was Chris Brooks? Because they've been doing that Shiden Tekkers kind of thing.
I'm clapping.
Yeah.
I'm clapping for that. Mm. And I'm clapping Dino style.
Yeah, clapping cheeks.
I'm into this. Yeah. I think this is great.
Yeah.
Way too early prediction. You heard it here first. Chris Brooks is going to be in the New Japan Cup.
And in World Tag League, apparently.
And in World Tag League.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
So that's
good. Shiden Tekkers.
Yeah, Shiden Tekkers. That'd be sick. So New Japan Cup plays out. Yuya is the victor. Then what happens? Where are we at this point?
Does Yuya beat Shingo for the title at Sakura Genesis?
No.
Shingo holds the belt through the G1?
Yeah.
Who wins? Here we go. And this is how we're going to finish our way too early predictions episode. Who wins the G1 in 2025?
In 2025?
Yep. 1 year from now, who's the G1 winner?
Takeshita.
Let it sink in, folks. There it was.
Fully. Teddy was rocked by it. That was a part like,
he said, my liver.
By then, Takeshita's fully contracted and he wins the G1.
And I look at him like stupid, sexy Takeshita.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Stupid, sexy Takeshita. Every time.
Stupid, sexy Takeshita.
Yeah. And then he's main event in a Wrestle Kingdom fucking 2026.
I love it.
Hot shot him. Let's get it going. Kid's been wrestling since he was like 10. He's ready to go.
Do it.
Exactly. Just running down through the other titles then, if we're planning out other predictions real quick. At Wrestle Kingdom, which of those four would you have win?
Master Huato.
And then in Best of the Super Juniors, who do you see win Best of the Super Juniors?
Show, and he fucking welds a wrench to the trophy.
Does he do so by leaning back on his actual wrestling ability, or are we still dealing with full goblin show at this point?
Full goblin show. Mm-hmm. Absolutely full goblin show. Mm-hmm. And then Master Watto tries to appeal to his greater nature and says, I think, you know, you and I should have some, like we used to have back in the day, we should have some good graps. Mm-hmm. And shows like, okay, I'll do it. And Master Watto like fucking makes him pay for it because he's so out of practice.
I've got the pop.
As a wrestler.
I got the pop. Okay. The match ends when Master Watto does that avalanche German suplex.
Oh, the Everest style, the fucking
but Takeyama onto the trophy.
But what?
Onto the trophy. Onto the wrench. He's brought in the trophy. He's trying to get in with it. He ends up getting fucking disarmed. It drops, and then he get Everest's fucking straight onto it. Comatose.
Oh, no.
Knock the fuck out.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I love it. Ends a bunch of careers that way. Love it. They're fucking terrifying.
Absolutely.
I dig that. I think that's fun. Yeah. Let's have a big super babyface Watto run.
Yeah.
With the junior heavyweight.
Let's do it. And then white belt
the new junior world heavyweight. Junior heavyweight.
Yeah, there you go. And then Goto has freshly won the white belt at Wrestle Kingdom. But we had already planned that out. Nakamura fucking challenges him for leadership of Chaos and for the belt. I think it'd probably be pretty Goto-esque for him to then lose to Nakamura and Nakamura to retake over Chaos, but he would not be happy about it and probably leaves that faction and joins Tanahashi and Hontai.
Yeah, but would he bring... Okay, that would do great because then we could rebuild Chaos.
In Nakamura's image, he's like, by losers,
The original way that it was, he can kick out. No, he would keep Ishii, kick out the Bishamon.
Yano's been throwing a lot of hands and shit online lately. He's getting into fighting shape. Maybe he returns to the killer that he once was.
Oh, wouldn't it be great to see sadistic Yano back?
Yeah.
Let's say that. So Shinsuke Nakamura comes back, wins the white belt. Where do we see David Finlay going from there? He's lost the white belt on the biggest stage. Do we see him making noise in the world title picture?
I think there'd be some kind of defenses there and things like that. I could see him being like a challenger for Shingo. I could also see him like beefing more with Kenny, who's in my dream world, fully contracted back to New Japan and not in AEW anymore. And fucking, yeah, and Kent is sort of aligned with Hontai and Tanahashi.
Okay. Dig it. Yeah. What about in 1 year's time, who's going to be your world television champion?
I think Jeff is going to go like on a run. Like for a long time, but if he was gonna, who would I like to see? I could see like a Yuya getting that at some point, maybe. You know what belt we fucking forgot even existed?
King of Pro Wrestling?
We haven't even talked about it.
Yeah, there's a reason for that.
Yeah. That's because who has it? Okan has it. That's because he's reigning forever. We don't even need to talk about it because he'll hold it till the end
he's
of time.
He's going to hold it through 2024. He's going to win it automatically in 2025.
Yep. That's
and, it. Nothing left to talk about. All the way through 2026.
Yep. There you go. That's sorted. What about our.
Who's walking out of Wrestle Kingdom? Is it Henare or Gabe?
Gabe.
Yeah, you think?
I think so. Like, but like after the most brutal match of all time, but I could like Gabe taking that belt and merging the titles. As much as I obviously want a fucking victorious Henare at Wrestle Kingdom, I think that would be the move, and I think that's what the company wants to do as well. Like, I think they're wanting to elevate Gabe and having him go through that never, you know, work his way up. It's gonna be good.
Maybe we get Henare versus Chris Brooks during the New Japan Cup.
That would be sick. That'd be
fucking crazy. Sick, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, let's go. Yeah, so last belt we'll ask about the tag team straps. Do we have the Ichiban Sweet Boys hold the junior heavyweight belts for a long time?
I mean, nobody ever really holds them for a long time. But I could see them. I wouldn't have a problem with like a, would you want to see like a prolonged sort of War Dogs kind of program, or would you like to see him mix it up, throw some other goats? Or do you want to see like
Newman and
Newman and
fucking Akira.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that would be cool.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, some stuff with United Empire and things like that would be cool. What about TMDK and their titles? I think just two guys, Sonata and Tai Chi, would eventually get those away from them. Could you see like a different Bullet Club tag or something like that? Could you see Maloney go into heavy and, you know, bring in somebody else as a junior? Or,
I mean, it could be. We could just fucking, in our predictions, in our way too early predictions, we could just merge the two fucking belts, make a complete open tag division.
I would have no problem with it. I think they love having the different ones, but I mean, I think you'd probably, having both, I think makes sense. I don't think you need the open weight ones though, the strong open
weight. No, you definitely don't need the strong ones.
Yeah. Or if you are going to have them be true open weight. And the rule being that like it has to be a combination of the two. Like it's got to be a heavyweight and a junior. Like it can't be too heavy or too junior.
I like that.
You could get some fun like combinations that. There, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about if we take the fucking KOPW and really just like amp it up, like to really put a focus on
like Gunkajima Island spec, like, you know, like we've always wanted.
Island, yeah. I want Tai Chi with the white belt. I'm going to say it. I think that I've said it since the beginning of this podcast, the opulence.
Yeah, it works. It definitely works. But I think the tag space for him and Sonata could be a good space for them. Yeah. For them to finally team together and stuff like that. I think that would be a good spot for them.
I dig it. Well, speaking of digging it, why don't we dig this episode a grave and I'm going to go roll in it because I'm tired as fuck.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've come up with some fun ideas there though. Like I think that's pretty cool.
And remember people, if we're wrong about this, that's because we called it too good and they had to change it on the fly.
Yeah. They were like, oh, we've got to change plans. They got us. They predicted it too well.
Yep.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Because it's way too early prediction. So, I mean, spoilers. Spoilers. We nailed it.
Yeah.
There it is.
Jesus. Right. In at least one timeline, we've absolutely nailed that down.
too bad we're living in the timeline we're living in now, which is not a good one.
Nah,
well, let's go ahead and tell everybody where they can find us on social media. You can find us at Ichiban Sweet on Instagram and Twitter. You can find Rafe on Instagram and Twitter at Faces Feels Cast. You can find me on Instagram at LDestructo83. If you would like to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/countoutpod, chuck in a buck, whatever you wouldn't miss if it fell out of your wallet every month. And that money goes to the entire Count Out Pod to help a bunch of cool wrestling podcasters do a bunch of cool wrestling podcast things. If you would like to check out our sister shows, you can check out the Faces and Feels Cast, where Rafe interviews independent wrestlers and gets to know a different side of them. You can listen to the Throw and Dice podcast, where I talk about all the nerdy shit I like to do. If you'd like to check out our sister shows, Hot Friends, you can check out all the great shows on the Count Out Podcasting Network, where you will find something that you would like. If you like Joshi wrestling, if you like wrestling news content, if you like different, you know, if you want updates on WWE or Ring of Honor, whatever you like, you can find it on the Count Out Pro Wrestling Podcasting Network.
Absolutely. Oh, we do our extra show there, The Sweet Spot, which we're a little bit behind it on, but like in our defense, we've been fighting for our lives out here, like with everything we do in our own life. If you need some extra content though, you can check out like some of the extra things I've been doing that have been taking up all my time. You can check out my band. We're about to have our reunion, so you can look up Discord on Spotify, DYSCORD. We've got an EP and two albums up there. We haven't played in many years, and I've been relearning those songs from 7 and some songs up to 14 years ago while rehabbing a broken wrist. So that's been fun, but I'm slapping fucking almost there, slapping this. There he is. So going to be doing that on October 5th.
What kind of bass have you got, man?
This is a Sandberg, California, in a hardcore age Roquefort blue, which is like a super jazz bass, basically. So, yeah.
Oh, so it's built off of the Fender J?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll send you a picture of it. But, yeah, if anybody looks up that and has a look at what a Sandberg Roquefort is, Roquefort Blue Jazz is, basically, it's that. And as well as that, also Dude, Where's My Ring? You can check us out on YouTube at DWMR Perth, and you can see all our shows for free and hear my commentary. And if you've got IWTV, you can go check out Bleeding Gums Wrestling from Scotland and hear my commentary there. So fucking been doing some shit. And some new interviews coming out and stuff on Faces and Feels as well. New one with one of my favorite guests of all time, Oren Vite, coming out very soon. He recently won the Insane Eight for the third time. And then after the match, announced his retirement. Or did he? Or were internet scoopers wrong and not really listening to what was being said? You'll have to listen to the episode to find out. so there's that. And I also do on the Face and Feels feed, I do Anything Goes with my bud Alex, where we just talk about bullshit and wrestling and curses of the pharaohs. So, yeah, that's everything I do. The curse of the pharaohs. But I think we've broken the curse now. We've figured that out, so that's really good. And did you say throwing dice? You can check out everything Curtis does. Congratulations to Curtis. Just won our Blood Bowl tournament. Good work. Twice in a row.
No. I won my Blood Bowl league.
League. Is that better than a tournament?
League.
Yeah.
Sort of. I like league better. Anyway. Also, big shout out to WeWork Stiff. We love those guys.
Yes. We love you guys. They are our homies. Congratulations to Josh. Just got engaged.
He found someone who wants to hang out with him for the rest of his fucking life.
He did. He did. A romantic proposal in Hawaii, I understand. So,
wow.
Look at him go. Look at him go. But, yeah, love to everybody. We're going to get as much stuff into the feed as we can. It is going to be hard. I'm not going to lie to you because I've got prep to do for this show. I've got the show next weekend. Then I go to Japan for 2 weeks. So Curtis and I are going to try and record what we can. This was supposed to be a quick, like, do 2 episodes in a recording, but then we just talked for like over an hour. So that is not going to happen, but we'll do what we can. We'll get it out. We've got another wheel in the bank and some other things to go. So thank you for listening. Bear with us. We're still a podcast. We're just getting it going. So keep your wheel suggestions coming. And the new segment. Tell them about your new idea because I could get in some suggestions.
We are going to start doing year in reviews for different years of New Japan's history. So if anywhere from 1972 to 2024, you give us a random year and we'll tell you what's up. What year were you born? Were you born in 1983? Let's check out what happened in New Japan Wrestling in 1983. I bet you Antonio Inoki won a bunch of fucking matches.
I think he might have. And I am not really one to look back in history, so I'll be hearing it for the first time. So Curtis is going to bring the story and I'm going to ask dumb questions and we're going to have a good time with it. So I'm very excited for this.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So let us know what year you want to hear about, and we'll tell you what was happening in Puro Resu and pop culture.
Absolutely. That is hot. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for listening. We always appreciate it. You know what it is. Rate and subscribe. Listen or die. What is it? I fucking always forget because I go to do the old one. I can't let go of the shorts, you know.
There is no old one.
Spirited there was only fight.
Sweetness.
I've got it. Yeah, exactly. But that's what I mean. It's like a forgotten memory. Anyway, Spirited Fight. Stylus Strong. Sweet cast. Ichiban.
My name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.
This has been a Countout Podcast.